Abraham. Abraham knew God as the Almighty, but that did not stop Abraham from knowing him as the Creator. So Abraham knew God, the Creator, and the Almighty God. Then bring Moses. Moses was like, oh, who me that you're going to pick up? You know, circumstances around me might be changed. People, I don't even know how to talk. He told him, I am that I am. Hebrew, I am that I am. Oh, Moses, I am the one that Adam knew me as the Creator. I am the one that Abraham knew me as the Almighty, and I am that same one. I will not change. They might change around you, but I am the same one that I will be with you. So I will not be changed. I am that I am. So believe in me, that's what he told him. And, you will go through. I will help you. The Lord Martha was, the Lord told her, you are worried about many things, but the need is of one. That's what he shaken the disciple eyes. Put it on him. Believe on him. And I believe we are the lake of faith on the Lord Jesus, that he can pull us through sometimes some troubles. Yes, we do believe that our sins are forgiven. We have a clear conscience about that. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you trouble that you don't believe that he is able to take us through. Mm-hmm. That you don't have that belief. And that's what he's telling them. Peter asked him, where you go? He told him, his answer was actually, I go to prepare you a place. That was his answer to Peter. Before we go to that, let's talk about Paul. Paul was in the ship, Acts 27, 14 days in a ship. And in America, we think that's hurricane names. They start 1960. But actually, they have a name for the hurricane. They are Joel, some name.
Yeah.
Yes, some name. So it did not start there. The Bible talks about names in the hurricane. So it was, he was in a ship. People, they was, could not control it. 14 days, they want to throw the cargo of the shipboard, and they were in trouble. And he could encourage them, tell them, be encouraged, because the angel of God has stood beside me. And he told me that we all will be saved, and we're going to face Caesar. He said, how do you know that, Paul? Where you got that thing from? Well, because I believe God, and it thus shall be. So he believed, and that's how it shall be, and I believe him, and we all will be saved. But where you got the assurance from? Where you got the assurance? For I know in whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep my deposit commit unto him. So he had the full belief, the full assurance that God is able to do it. Yeah. And that's what we need. Peter, in Acts 12, Herod the king slew James, the brother of John. And he saw that it was a pleasure and it pleased the nation. And he said, in the morning, I'm going to present Peter. Peter sleeping. Oh, Peter, how you can sleep? What the psalmist will say, in peace will I both lay me down and sleep. For thou, Jehovah, only can sustain me or something. So can you sleep like you are about to be killed in the morning? He's sleeping. Even the verses in Acts says that the angel had to smite him in his sight to wake him up. Did he wake up? No. He was walking, sleeping. He was walking, sleeping, going through the doors. And when he came back to himself, saved from that prison, he knew that it was reality. Yeah. That's how much he was. So you can sleep. I mean, what a peace he will have. Someone is going to die. He is sleeping. I sleep with four pillows. I'm not even sure how he could sleep. I mean, what kind of, he had chains in his hands, in his legs, and four soldiers here, four there, on all sides. And he is sleeping. I know, I mean, how he could sleep, but, he slept because he had the peace of God, he had a confidence of God that he could deliver him. So you believe in God, you believe in me. So if we believe in the Lord Jesus, he is able to walk us through, put our trust. We apply this, an application of what we had today. We just don't just believe in him. We can know all scriptures. We sanctified, we justified, we redeemed, we saved. But if we do apply that, we put our faith in him, that he is able to save us. We're just gonna be only merely people walking with a conscience that is not clear about the peace that God is able to take us through our tribulation. Martha told the Lord, he stinketh. 4 days he is there. He's not someone that you're gonna just open his eyes or just go carry your bed and just go walk. He is 4 days in what you doing. He's 4 days in the grave. He stinketh. He told her, if you believe, Martha, you will see the glory of God. So there's nothing impossible for the Lord. And then he said to him, in my father house there were many abodes. These abodes, they were not, you see, we don't really know them, how they look like. But Apostle Paul, one time, he caught to heaven, to a third heaven, and he came down. I strongly believe he said about them unspeakable things. And that's what the Apostle Paul said about. That's what I believe. It might be someone... It might be wrong, but that's what I strongly believe. He saw the Father house. Mm-hmm. He saw there, and he came back down saying, it is unspeakable things. That's what the abode that we have. If we don't have a place here, we have an abode there in for the Lord. And he said to us, I had, for I go prepare you a place. So the places were not that short of places, and the Lord is going to prepare for more places, to hire a contractor, to hire more. I thought I'm going to have 50,000. Now I have 100. Give him another 50. No. They are prepared. But the place here he's preparing, he's going to the cross. Mm. He's going to the cross there. He's going to die there. So we can actually be redeemed. We can then fit to be in the place where, in the abode that he's talking about. And then after that is the assurance that he is coming to take us there. Mm. And then we have... Well, he is, we will be. And then you have his name. That's in verse 13. If you ask in my name, it's our visa card that we can pray with. The name of the Lord Jesus. Now there's a lot of believers, they go and they are, Lord, give me a Bugatti car or give me $1 million. And they be faithful. I mean, they be praying and they like, come, they like with their faith, like, yes, he's going to do it. Because I prayed in the name of the Lord Jesus, and they believe it. But we miss the point. The point is, it has to be, yes, in his name. And it has to be according to his will, and according to the glory of his God and Father. So when Peter was released from the prison, before that, it says in Acts that its unceasing prayer was made for him, that they prayed. And a prayer was, in the name of the Lord Jesus, yes, according to his own will, and I pray that to glorify him, then God just could not just take it. He just had to go and save him, because that's according to his own name, his will, and his glory. And then you have the Holy Spirit. Even if you don't know how to pray, you have the Holy Spirit that will take it and present it to God in a way that it will be presentable to him. Mm-hmm. And then you have the peace of God that will be the same power that God, the Lord, we spoke about it, walked to the cross. He have given it to you. Mm-hmm. So the minute that you believe in the Lord Jesus, and you then know that even if you don't have a place here, he has an abode for you upstairs. Upstairs, but up there. And he went to the cross to make you fit and make me fit to go and dwell there. And he's coming back to take us. And we have his name that we can actually pray and use for his glory. Mm-hmm. And then we're not orphans. We have the Holy Spirit in the scene with us. And then we have the power of his peace. Then we can actually conquer and we can go over our tribulation.
Amen. Amen.